Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And we are going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The man who has the name on the program here, Joe Rose, joins us. Joe, good morning, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. What's going on? How you guys doing here on a Friday?
We're good, man. You must have a lot of buildup here, so I almost want to ask you, like, what you want to get to first. You know, you want to start with that Heat-Sixers game from a couple nights ago as we get set for Heat and Bulls in an elimination game tonight. Kind of crazy how that's played out.
Let's go back to the play-in for just a second, Woody. This is what you get. This is exactly what happens. You got a one game. You put yourself in a 7 or 8 spot, and anything can happen. And sure enough, they not only lose, what was end up being a great game, but they lose, come up short, and their best player gets injured. Going to be out a couple weeks. So, tell you what, Chicago probably comes down to Miami with a lot of confidence with him out, number one. And number two, if you do win the game, you got a well-rested Boston Celtics, the number one seed and the best record in the NBA for a first round of the playoffs, probably without Jimmy Butler. So it's a tough road. And you know, it goes back to this, guys. It goes back to the second part. I always think our good friend Ron Rothstein. And so best players got to play like it, right? Best players got to play like it. They've won games without Jimmy Butler, because they play a lot of games without him during the regular season. But Tyler Hero's got to not only take a lot of shots, he's got to make a lot of shots. Bam Adebayo's got to pretend he's got to get a lot of shots. Your best player's got to play their best, and that's what it gets down to. I know Rozier's out tonight. Mm-hmm. And then you got to have that one guy. You got to have that one guy that just has the game of his life. And I don't know if it's Jaime Jaquez. I don't know who it could be. Caleb. One of those guys comes out and has a huge game, plays big minutes, and just stays on fire with one of those 20, 25-point games.
Yeah, and I don't think, Joe, the question is tonight. I know that the Heat can beat the Bulls, and, you know, this is a really kind of a 50-50 game tonight. But, you know, the problem becomes is the Celtics that are just sitting there waiting for you, and you're not going to have Jimmy in that series. And we all know how crucial Jimmy was to the playoff run last year. I mean, he was the playoff run last year for the most part. You could have made the argument he was the second best player in basketball in the playoffs, you know, a year ago. So, and the Heat have put themselves in a dicey situation here, to say the least. But it is kind of interesting because you see people start to turn on Jimmy, you know, here. And I know Jimmy's done kind of a lot of this to himself, but it is funny because you sit in, and if the Heat would have won that game, if Jimmy doesn't get hurt, they probably beat Philly the way that game's going, and you're sitting here getting ready for a best of seven series against the New York Knicks that I think you're feeling probably pretty good about. But you're right, man, you put yourself in this situation, and now you go from, you know, that potential to playing the Knicks to, you know, with your star, to, you know, possibly playing the Celtics without your star.
It's interesting to hear comments and reading everybody's thoughts on, like, you know, and including his head coach, who talked about how courageous he was to play. He was injured. Mm-hmm. He really appreciated going old school and playing through the injury. And Jimmy's even come out and said, I don't know if I should have played or not because I hurt the team. I didn't help him, which is always the problem with the injury. But the guy guts it out. But with that, because I know guys that have done that, and you play hurt, and you don't play well, and they look at your numbers and go, I don't care. I just looked at your numbers, and they weren't very good, and we needed you. But there's no Jimmy Butler. And so of all the people, you're saying you can't afford to lose. Jimmy Butler's not going to be playing. So starting tonight, right into the first round of the playoffs, as you just mentioned with the Boston Celtics, if they win this game, it's going to be the theme of the year. We're always injured, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, Joe, you know, we came in on Thursday morning, and it just felt like such a gut punch because I feel like we spent the entire season waiting for this moment, waiting for playoff Jimmy and, you know, making the excuse about the regular season. And, you know, look, the Heat make these playoff runs. We're okay with the fact that they don't, you know, maybe take the regular season as, you know, as crucially as some of these other teams do. And all of a sudden, it kind of got ripped away from you. So it was, you know, you came in and it just really, I felt like a bit of a gut punch.
Yeah. Well, the new world of sports, we'll never know. Only the players know how many guys could have played in games. I know all the old school guys go, there's no reason. In football and basketball, these guys couldn't play more games. Nobody can tell me. But these guys want to be healthy when they come back. They want to be 100% healthy. They want to be able to know that they can play their best and not get embarrassed. They look at matchups. They look at all those things. I really believe all that. And they go, I'm not healthy enough to play. And if your brain's telling you that, you probably shouldn't play. If you think you're still too injured, we see guys in the NFL, I need another week. And the coaches, I mean, that's the new league now, man. And the NBA guys take a little bit longer, it seems like, than they used to. But
they're soft, Joe.
You know, they're looking out in the new world of the new world of sports. Things have changed as far as the injury thing goes.
Omar's here too, by the way. He's the one calling him soft in the background there.
Hey, Joe. How Cali treating you?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay,
it's okay.
Gotcha.
Wish I was out here for different reasons, but yeah, no, everything's good, guys. Thank you.
Listen. I wanted to ask you about, obviously, we saw where this season was. We didn't put much stock into the regular season. We're paying the price for it now. It's
right.
Not great to be playing without Jimmy Butler, your star player, in this elimination game. But we are where we are. If the Heat don't get past Chicago and don't make it into the legit playoffs, are we looking at a possible reset, or can we just continue to run this back?
Well, it starts with Jimmy Butler, right? I mean, Jimmy's got a big extension coming up here, and it's big. It's big, big dollars. I got to believe, even though, what is he, 34 now, you're going to want him back. But I think they're going to look, and they're going to look again. Pat Riley always tries to stay aggressive. It doesn't always work out. But the question becomes, what pieces are you willing to throw into trade, which there'll be a lot of time for everybody to try to sink their mouth and teeth into that one. So, I think they'd look to shake it up. I do think they would look to shake this thing up. You know, Pat and Mickey are getting older. They want another one of these rings. And the injury bug, man, the injury bug for me just doesn't go away, right? Guys that are injured, they're injured. I mean, I like Tyler Herro a lot. I do. When he's out there, he's great. But you know, he's almost full time injury prone now for what this year, playoffs last year. You know, you can call it bad luck. He's a young guy. What is he, 23 years old or something? Man, it's a tough one. And by the way, I mean, it's not like you're just going to be able to go out there and just. With the money, we know Mickey doesn't like to go over the cap. There's just a lot of different pieces to this.
Yeah, pieces are getting expensive, though, Joe.
Yeah, the pieces are getting expensive. That's kind of the theme of these shows, Omar.
Yeah.
Well, let's
life
hope we don't have to discuss that on Monday.
Expensive.
Yeah, I don't want to discuss that on Monday. I want to talk about a Heat.
You don't
want to
talk about a Heat apocalypse.
No, I want to talk about Heat Celtics on Monday. That would be the ideal scenario.
By the way, I'm with that. And Omar always goes ahead. He always goes ahead of the game, but I'm
doom and gloom,
you.
Yeah.
I didn't say doom and gloom, but you bring up that money. I knew it was going to come back somehow to the money thing. I'm with Woody. Hey, man, you can't win if you're not there. Win this game, and you got nothing to lose because you are going to be a heavy, heavy underdog without Jimmy Butler playing against the Celtics.
All right, Joe, I want to whip it around here, and we'll get to the Dolphins stuff in just a second. Omar, I know, wants to ask you some Dolphins questions. I did want to ask about the Panthers. You got a little breakfast hockey over there on Sunday, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The sun comes up.
It is weird. It is weird being out here and watching with my father Major League Baseball games. sometimes in the morning. I mean, it's crazy. Like these games. And a West Coast team will be out on the East Coast for a getaway game, right? The last game of a series. And you're damn near having breakfast here. It's not even lunchtime, and you're watching frigging games. It's pretty funny.
You like the Panthers' chances in that series, though, Joe? That does kick off on Sunday, 12:30, Panthers and Lightning here at the Amaranth Bank Arena.
I think it's going to be a great ride. You know, I saw the matchup and I went, oh, this can be a knockdown, drag out, must watch series coming up. These two teams know each other. Recently, Miami's had a lot more success against them. There for a while, Tampa Bay they were good against everybody. They had a nice little run. They still got a lot of those key guys and great players on that team. Yeah, I can't wait for this one, man. Actually, if you look at our teams and some of our best rivalries, this Tampa Bay and Florida Panther matchup is one of the best we have. Whether you're crazy about hockey or not, it's going to get physical. It's going to get chippy. It's going to be all the things that makes that sport. And everybody talks about playoff hockey. You'll see it in the first round with that series. But, yes, I like the Panthers.
Let's move on over to the Heat, Joe. The Dolphins, General Manager Chris Greer came out and talked, did his usual State of the Union heading into the draft, talked about Teron Armstead and being prepared for his retirement, talked about the health of Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb and knowing that they need more edge guys, talked about the defensive tackle and the smorgasbord of seven players that they signed, obviously not preventing them from addressing that position in the draft.
Right.
And talked about Mike McDaniel's obsession for speed and his need to continue to add that to the team. Which way do you think they're leaning? What is the most pressing issue for you heading into this draft next Thursday?
Yeah. Well, let me start with this. If you didn't think Chris Greer gave you 14 different avenues when you got done listening to his press conference, you haven't been listening to Chris Greer through the years, first of all, right?
Hold on, Joe. He did tell you, I'm not taking a quarterback in the first round. I don't need one.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, I would have, if we would have had a quiz before, and I would have said the same thing. There is no way they are messing with Tua Tagovailoa psyche at this point. No way, of course. Agree 100% that wasn't going to happen. They are making it clear to the world that Tua is their guy. Two is their future, and we're not looking. I told you this when you talked about bringing in a quarterback. You bring in if it was the right quarterback, even in the first round. And I said, no way they will mess with his psyche or what's going on in negotiations right now with Tua Tagovailoa. The old, this is a situation right now with Tua. They want to make it clear. I think the price, you know, is still trying to work that out. What's fair. But they want him to know we believe you're a quarterback. And I think a lot of people just say, what do you have better? What do you know that you can go out there and get something better? Do you know if you can? No, you don't. Stick with what you have. I think Mike is 100% sold. I don't just think it's Chris. I think Mike's one jumping up and down, coming in every day going, hey, he's got another level left in him. I know we've said this every day. So, I agree. But getting back to the other part of this, I sit back and you look at all the positions, another pass rusher. When will those guys be ready to go? you look at the offensive line, you look at the defensive tackles, I probably go on offensive lineman. I'm going to stick with this. I still believe we could use a guy to come in and start. And I'm not talking about a guy coming in at 21 if they stick with that pick, which I don't think they will. But if they do, I'd like to see a big physical offensive lineman. I don't care if it's inside or outside. I'd like to see a little flexibility with that person, knowing somewhere between Teron, but somebody that could still play inside.
Hold on. So it sounds like you're warming up to training down here, Joe.
I think if he looks like I can see a vision of Chris Greer after the draft going, we felt from picks 20 up to 45 or 50, we had a lot of guys with the same grade. Are you with me on this?
Yes, no. Yeah.
I can see that going. We wanted to get an extra player.
Mm-hmm.
Not just two guys.
Welcome to the club, Joe.
We wanted to try to get a third player.
That's correct. Welcome to the club, Joe. I'm glad you're finally here.
You've
come to terms. 21. Chris even said it. They're probably 15, 16 legitimate first-round picks in this draft.
Oh, okay.
They're confident that they can get one where they're at, but they're certainly willing to move up to go get one of them, and they're certainly willing to move down. And and as I continue to tell people, Chris Greer has made more trades as the general manager of the Miami Dolphins than any other general manager for any other team. So you know what he's doing. He's going to make a trade.
Well, yeah. So I expect that. But it doesn't change while you're doing this. It doesn't change. I don't care what round, because we're talking about probably first, second, and third round picks, an extra one. They got to be able to come in and play. It doesn't change. They can't sit at the end of the inactive list on Sunday that comes out. They can't be one of those few names on it. They need to be playing. They need to be in the rotation. It's got to happen quickly. That's the way you're going to upgrade this thing, add depth, and get some more quality players that can help you late in the season. So I'm giving Chris Greer a little flexibility as far as what he looks at is their biggest need, and if he does move, but it doesn't change whether they move out of the first round completely, and they go end up with two second round picks or potentially two second round picks and an early third round pick, they got to be able to play. I'm not going to be looking at what draft pick it is. You got to find guys that can come in and play. We can't have a Cam Smith. We can't have a Tindall. We need guys to come in and play. And I mean play early. This can't be the delayed draft where they start showing something in year 3, 4, or 5. It's got to be now.
Well, Joe, the beautiful thing is we're going to find out next week. In 6 short days, we will be there, and the guessing can be all wrapped up, and we'll find out who the Dolphins are officially going to be selecting. So I know you'll be looking forward to getting back at it. On Monday, we look forward to having you back.
Yeah, man,
it'll be draft week, man.
Hey, and thank you guys for just a little bit. I did have a little sports build up there, so thank you for hitting on this thing. You got me going. It's about 57 degrees out here, so it's a nice little walk in the morning. So thank you guys, I appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
How's the pickleball out there in California? Pretty good.
And these people don't play pickleball in this little town. Hey, no pickleball around here. I haven't had anybody around here saying pickleball.
I don't know. I heard Milpitas has
baseball,
quite a facility,
man.
But
I got to come back to South Florida so you can start busting my chops about pickleball. Is it paddleball or pickleball?
I got to tell you, the Marlins are having a pickleball night.
Come on.
They are.
The marketing team's doing a great job.
Hold on.
That's great marketing.
What is a pickleball night? There's a ticket package where you buy a ticket and they give you a pickleball paddle.
Oh, I want a pickleball paddle. What night is
this?
There
you go.
I want to go.
Next Saturday.
You're doing Pilates. You might as well just have that, too. That might be a perfect combo for you. You can go do your workout.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to order some shorts, some special shorts for my Pilates, because I don't want to go in my Pilates pants. I only got one pair, so I want to keep looking the same. Got to keep the fashion going, Joe.
Talk to you Monday, Joe.
All right, man. All right, guys. Take care.
All right, Joe Rose, we will get back with him on Monday here on QAM. We have more to come here on this Friday. They are, by the way, I actually got an email from the Marlins, and I will.
What date is it? Because I want to go.
It's Saturday. It's
this Saturday?
Next Saturday. Next Saturday. They're on the road this weekend, Omar.
Okay, next Saturday. If you're up for it, I'm in.
Yes, I'll give you the info on it when we come back. We really are behind. We have to get to break here. We have Mike Florio coming up in a bit. I'll get you the info on your pickleball night at the Marlins game coming up after this here on WQAM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Heat and Bulls tonight at the Kaseya Center. We'll have it for you right here on WQAM. Solana, get you going with the pregame. Jason Jackson will have the call for you. And then on Sunday, the Cats and Lightning, a little crosstown rivalry series to kick off the Panthers playoff run. And that one will be at 12:30 on Sunday, Amerant Bank Arena. And Doug Plagans will have that one for you. Omar, I guess we need to find out if the Heat are going to be playing on Sunday first before we start planning our Sunday. If the Heat lose tonight, their season is over. If they win tonight, they will go to Boston for a best of seven series that will begin on Sunday. I would really like to advance past this game tonight and at least get a shot at Boston. Now, Jimmy Butler will not be going at all in that series. That is definitely not going to happen. Does he make a return at some point in the playoffs? Should the Heat advance? I think it's probably unlikely, but certainly possible. But the situation with Jimmy Butler is not good. Terry Rozier, not good either. Duncan Robinson is dealing with a back issue, so the Heat are quite shorthanded. And we got someone that texted this in earlier, and I do want to address this because he was like, oh, you know, you guys ripped the Dolphins, and you know, when you know they have injuries, it doesn't matter.
To compare
football to basketball with injuries is absolutely insane.
Why? How?
Number one.
Please tell me why.
And number two.
Please tell me why.
There is no player that is as valuable to the Heat like Jimmy Butler is, that is as valuable on the Dolphins.
Tyreek Hill.
Okay. Maybe Tyreek Hill. Maybe.
Tyreek Hill?
But the Heat went
Tyreek Hill's like a top 10 player in the NFL.
Yes, he is.
Is Jimmy Butler a top 10 player in the NBA?
But the Dolphins can function without Tyreek Hill.
Can they?
The Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler. You're about to see what the Miami Heat are without Jimmy Butler in this Boston Celtics series. Because if you recall.
Give me what the Miami Heat's record has been without Jimmy Butler this season? Is that
don't
a possibility?
Don't go regular season on me.
I need to go regular season.
And don't ask Jimmy off the top of your head for a ridiculous stat either, okay, man?
Listen.
Like, what is he, the Elias Stats Bureau back there? Like, he's going to be able to figure that out?
That's kind of a producer's job, and Dan Day's a phenomenal producer.
Okay, whatever you say.
I mean, he's not up to your standards, but he's phenomenal.
But Jimmy Butler is clearly incredibly important to this team.
Yeah.
I don't think the Heat have any shot against the – well, first of all, they weren't missing Tyreek.
They did miss Tyreek for two games. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but he was playing at the end of the season, if I recall.
Yeah, but not at 100%, okay. And you know that. At least acknowledge that.
Okay. Well, no,
at least acknowledge
who's
that.
Who's 100%?
All right, fine.
Jimmy played in 60 games this year. That's 10 less than Zion Williamson, who everybody says is real fragile. I just wanted to get that out there.
Dan is a New Orleans guy, if you didn't know.
I get it from
when Zion
every
is here
angle.
With the Heat, Dan will be celebrating.
But Jimmy Butler in 60 games this year, the Heat were 33-27.
Okay. What in the 60 games, what about when he didn't play?
When he didn't play?
Yeah, that's what I want. When he didn't play.
See, this is again, like, I know you're learning this gig here, like how this works.
You want to do the math?
This is not you make good radio by asking him to pull a stat out of his ass off the cuff here.
I can do that to my Twitter followers.
Relatively
get
difficult
me the
to find
quickly.
So you'd have to I don't know where he'd find that. Go to Ira Winderman's Twitter account then. Maybe he's got
listen,
it or Tim Reynolds or something.
33-27 and
it's fine, Dan.
46-36.
Let me tell you this, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant because the playoffs are different than the regular season,
that
if you
true.
Haven't noticed. So it is completely irrelevant. But
you're making the point, yes.
I'm making the point that Jimmy Butler is more important than any single Dolphin player
Tyreek
to their
Hill
roster. The Heat are toast, man. The Heat are in big trouble right now.
You're talking about for today's game, tonight's game?
I'm talking about for the rest of the way. Should they win tonight's game? Should the Heat win tonight?
Yes.
I'm not picking them to beat Boston, are you?
No, nobody is.
Would you pick them if they had Jimmy Butler?
No.
Possibly.
No.
I agree with Dan.
Not Boston.
I think they would have given them a hell of a run at it.
Not a chance.
I mean, the past times they've met in the playoffs, it's gone to seven games.
Beat them last time. Elimination the time before. But let's not consider that.
And you know why the Boston Celtics are the best team in the NBA right now? Because they're hardened. And they have a resolve that's created by the embarrassment that the Miami Heat caused.
Yeah, but you got a Miami Heat team that's built for the playoffs and a much better coach in Eric
Spoelstra. You really are an idiot. All right, we're gonna take a break. You really pushed my buttons on that one. All right,
long week.
We're gonna take a pause. Yeah, it has been a long week. We're gonna take a pause. We have Mike Florio is coming. I do, but your basketball takes bother me sometimes.
Don't bother you either.
I don't care. I feel like you know what you're talking about with the football stuff, so I let it go. But the basketball stuff, I don't know, man.
You're telling me that Jimmy Butler's way more important to the Miami Heat than Tyreek Hill is to the NBA.
Jimmy Butler
isn't even a top 10 player in the
Jimmy
NBA.
Tyreek
is like a top 10 player in the NFL.
Jimmy Butler was the second most important player in the entire postseason last year. That's not debatable.
Tyreek Hill was an MVP candidate till he got hurt. He was on pace for 2,000 receiving yards.
Great. And he played in the last handful of games.
Texters.
And did not, whatever.
Who's more important to their team, Tyreek Hill or Jimmy Butler? Please educate this man.
It's a different sport. Yeah, it's not. Because the guys in basketball are more impactful because you play five players at a time. So, you know, whatever. Anyway,
the whole offense is kind of
and you're on the court the whole time when you're in playing
basketball. We have to take a pause.
The whole offense is kind of centered around Tyreek Hill. Was kind of the number one offense in the NFL. You know,
fine against the Jets.
You with your Dolphin stats. More Dolphin stats.
Waddle's fine against the Jets.
Omar's got a Dolphin stat for every argument he wants to make. We have a special guest who is going to join us. Cristoval is here with us. He is a board member, vice president here, Broward Football Officials. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it this morning.
Yep, thank you guys. Good morning. How are you doing? Glad to be on.
Yeah, absolutely. You got the Battle for Broward, a 7-on-7 tournament here. You're going to have more than 30 of South Florida's top high school football teams. You got three sites across Broward coming up this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about the event that you got going on here? It's hosted by the Broward Football Officials Association.
Yeah, so it's hosted by us, the Broward Football Officials Association, as well as the BCAA, the Broward County Athletic Association, in tandem. It started last year, so this is our return. And last year we had about 24 teams, and this year we're at 34, and with a wait list. So it's been exciting. You know, it's a good way. It's a great tournament to kick off the spring football, right? So this is right prior to spring football. Get some 7-on-7 competition and have the actual schools go up against each other. So, you know, we have a knockout. We have a pool play on Saturday at three locations, like you mentioned, Hollywood. And then on Sunday we get into the knockout round, and the teams will play for a 9-5-4 title and a 7-5-4 title.
That's awesome. That should be a lot of fun. And then, Chris, I know one of the big things that, you know, and we talk a lot of high school football on the show here, and I know you guys are working to get officials and get people involved. Can you tell us a little bit about that, too?
Yeah, so it has another objective, which is to get interest and get more officials out there. You know, we're able to start training, you know, use it as a way to start training with 7-man mechanics, which is essentially what we have to do in the playoffs. You know, and you don't really get that kind of training. So it's a good way of starting the season off early in the spring for officials You know, but we need more, right? You know, the demand keeps getting up and up with bigger games, more high-profile games, more schools playing football, and we do need more younger officials or just more officials in general that can come out and you know, provide their time and learn a new craft.
Most people don't know this, but I actually wanted to become an official. It's one of my dreams in life, and I might actually do that in my retirement years. What is in it for a young man who's probably 18 to 20, who has loves sports? What is in this game as an official for them? What does it bring them?
So, you know, Omar, we'd love to have you. That'd be great. But, you know, we say there's typically around three things for an official when you come out. You know, you're either trying to – either you love the sport, right? You know, most of us played like myself, and you can't really find – a way to get involved with tackle football outside of being a coach. So, you know, you become an official as well. You know, some people just use it as a way of, you know, taking their mind away from other things, whether, you know, not happy with their job and use this as another outlet, you know, or for income. So, you know, even for younger officials at the height that are in high school and not playing the sport, I know many officials that started their career at 16, 17 years old. It's a good way to get some extra income at that age, or even while you're in college, to be able to get some extra income. But we typically say it's around those three things. So, you know, either you love the sport and want to donate your time, like the majority, or you trying to, you know, get out there, get some exercise, you know, have the best view on the field, or lastly, you know, get some extra income.
Chris, if somebody wanted to make a career out of this, would this be the proper starting point? Like, you see those guys in the NFL on Sundays, you go, yep. I'd like to give that a shot. Is this the starting point?
Yeah, excellent point there, Hollywood. So with Battle for Broward, we have the number, I think we have about 20 clinicians that are going to help our younger high school officials, which are all from the NFL college Division I ranks. And they all started right where everyone started. You start at the Little League, you know, JV level, and then you move your way up to high school. You know, we have a saying, you need to get your snaps. You need to see the game. You need to see how it's flowing. You need to see what looks like a hold, right, what looks like illegal formation. And you start getting all those reps at the Little League level. And then grow your way up, and all the guys and ladies that are coming out this weekend that are clinicians, all start at that same spot. So and we're happy to have them out there and helping us out and helping our officials get better.
This is great stuff, Chris. I know people are always looking to get involved in sports in one way or another, and I think this is a really great, you know, chance for people that want to get involved. Again, the Battle for Broward 7-on-7 tournament. More than 30 of South Florida's top high school football teams. We got three sites across Broward on Saturday, Coral Gables, St. Thomas Aquinas, and Cardinal Gibbons. And the knockout rounds will be held at St. Thomas Aquinas on Sunday. Again, this tournament is being hosted by the Broward Football Officials Association to help train, recruit, and develop better football officiating right here in South Florida. And Chris, before we let you go, man, I know the high school talent down here is so elite. So if you do get involved, you're going to be seeing the best high school football basically in the entire country down here.
Yes, by far. And not only do we have the best talent here, but talent outside of here is coming into Broward to face our team. So, you know, with the Broward showcase that's coming up in August, you know, that's inviting teams from all the way from California, New Jersey, et cetera, Georgia. So, yeah, you know, you just can't step out on the field and work a game. You really got to be trained, especially when you're servicing those type of athletes, those coaches, those programs. Broward really brings it all together and is an epicenter, I would say, for football.
All right, Chris, let's make sure I'm plugging this correctly for you here. We want you to follow on Instagram at Battle4Broward. That is on Instagram. And then if you're interested in becoming an official, we want to send people to BrowardFootballOfficials.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. Perfect. And you can also direct message me or and our staff on those on that Instagram handle. Also, if you're interested in being an official, we'll direct you over to the website as well.
That's awesome. That's great stuff, Chris. I'm really glad we could have you on here this morning, and I love doing anything local like this. And you know, hopefully, we can get some officials out there because we certainly need guys. But that's great. BrowardFootballOfficials.com. Again, thanks, Chris, for the time. Really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me, and looking forward to the weekend.
Absolutely.
Have a great weekend, guys. Thank you.
You as well. Great stuff there. Chris Duval, the vice president, BrowardFootballOfficials.com is where you went ahead for that one. And then you could, again, you can follow for the information on the battle for Broward. This would be good, Omar.
It is. Absolutely. 7-on-7 is
good
exactly where the action
out there.
Is.
And, man, do we have a lot of talent. You're going to see, you know, it's funny, you go see these schools play, and you're going to be seeing a lot of these guys wearing Canes uniforms and Gator and Noel uniforms, and you know, in the years to come here, right? As all these guys end up being,
7-on-7 is taking on just as much of an importance as a high school season.
So again, battle the number 4 Broward on Instagram and BrowardFootballOfficials.com. It's how you find more information and get involved.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.